Who is the largest employer within 100 miles of Cleveland? It's a world-renowned Cleveland Clinic. As our population grows and ages, and as we demand more from our health care, the medical industry is increasingly important to us as individuals, but also to our community and region. Innovation is also important to a region. In fact, it's the hot buzzword. There was real innovation when the four World War I surgeons established the Cleveland Clinic way back in 1921. And there's real innovation today as an arm of the Cleveland Clinic creates hundreds of new inventions each year and establishes three or four new companies every year. Today we speak with Chris Coburn, the executive director of that innovation arm of the Cleveland Clinic. Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. Today we're speaking with Chris Coburn. Chris is the executive director of Cleveland Clinic Foundation's Innovations. Chris, everybody knows the clinic, but what is CCF Innovations?
We were established in 2000 to commercialize the new inventions that come throughout the Cleveland Clinic. If you look at us as an institution, the Cleveland Clinic is one of the leading organizations in the U.S. in terms of its level of discovery and creativity.
You know, those of us in the Cleveland area and Great Lakes region know the quality of the clinic, the Cleveland Clinic. But is that just our ethnocentrism? Is it just us, or is the clinic still recognized as one of the best in the country?
Well, if you look at any number of independent assessments of medical quality from the very well-known U.S. News and World Report hospital rankings, where we've been selected in the top three for many years running, or you look at something like Medicare does an index rating the degree of complexity of the cases that hospitals take, and the Cleveland Clinic has the highest and most, therefore, the most complex cases of any institution of its size in the country. So I think whatever the metric and wherever in the U.S. or overseas someone's looking from, the Cleveland Clinic certainly is distinguished for its excellence in patient care and its innovation.
Okay, that's innovation is, it seems to be the buzzword of the last few years. How do you define innovation?
Well, for us, the way I think about it in terms of this institution, the Cleveland Clinic draws staff from all over the world. Top physicians and researchers compete to come here. We have 1,800 total professional staff. And those folks come here because of this history of innovation that dates to the founding of the Cleveland Clinic in 1921. And so decade by decade, you can see discoveries that occurred here that have pushed the boundaries of contemporary medicine. So whether it's coronary bypass, angiography, kidney dialysis, it all occurred here. But if you look back to the founding, and really even before, the four surgeons that established the Cleveland Clinic served together in World War I, and they had a concept of an institution that would be dedicated to just this, to folks who were as creative and as unrelenting as humanly possible in terms of pursuing new ways to treat the sick.
Now, in November, you hosted your fourth annual Medical Innovation Summit. Let's talk about that. First of all, what's the purpose behind the summit?
Well, you know, our concept is that since innovation is so important to us and we are such a feature of the national landscape, gathering thought leaders from throughout healthcare to talk about what the key issues are in various elements of the discipline, it is a very important thing for us to do. It helps us to energize our own staff, but it also helps us to give back to the community. So this year, our focus was neurosciences, and this is a dramatically expanding market area where you've got a whole set of new technologies that are allowing clinicians to treat many diseases that previously were untreatable.
You know, most of our listeners are business people and not necessarily up on the latest medical technologies. You produced a top 10 list of medical innovations for 2007. What kind of exciting or interesting technologies were discussed at the summit that lay people might understand?
Well, there were obviously 10 technologies on that list, and in preparing that list, we actually had 100 nominations. So we looked at a broad range of new treatments and diagnostics that are coming onto the scene now. And there's many, many that are very exciting. You know, top of our list was a vaccine for preventing incredibly debilitating disease, human papilloma, the cervical cancer that's caused by the human papilloma virus, HPV. And the thought that that, you know, just going back 10 years, to think that a vaccine could inoculate a woman against this deadly disease is just, to us, exceptional. So that's one example, kind of on the basic science side of the equation. If you look on, let's say, the medical device part of the spectrum, another thing on our list was neurostimulation, which is the use of devices, basically cardiac-type pacemakers, which are then inserted deep into the brain and have the ability to treat just an incredible range of problems. Initially, they went after movement disorders, Parkinson's, and other related diseases. From there, then on to problems like behavioral disorders, depression, obsessive-compulsive disease, and again, with dramatic results in the vast majority of cases. And now our folks have really broken new ground on treating patients with in a minimally conscious state. There's been some public announcement of that, and more will come in the future. But it's really, in our view, the frontier of medicine. And it's just so exciting to see how these new technologies, whether they're electronic or materials or genetic, how they're allowing clinicians to both identify but importantly address diseases that, you know, we all grew up expecting that they could never be treated.
We've got a lot of listeners involved in bioscience, nanotechnology, information technologies. Are there opportunities to work with CCF and to bring their ideas in, or is it strictly an in-house type of arrangement?
Given the level of creativity here and discovery, we have almost, this year we'll have potentially more than 200 new inventions, which is by far the largest number in Ohio, and if you do it on a normative basis, among the top, easily the top 10, if not the top 5 institutions in the U.S. So we are quite busy with the technologies and the opportunities that are created here. But on a selected basis, we do in-license technology. Most often that happens in companies that we create. We've spun off 19 companies in the last 4.5 years, and those companies themselves in-license technologies. So whether it's a diagnostic company that's been spun off in the clinic that might in-license a new assay, a new test from, you know, Case Western Reserve or University Hospitals or Ohio State, or our neurostimulation company picking up very powerful technology from a big East Coast medical center that they've in-licensed to try to complement the technology that they already had, and then take that those two together to the market. In terms of local interest, I think several things. First of all, you know, we're creating 3 to 4 new companies a year. Many of those are looking for early stage angel investors. And, you know, I think everyone knows that to be an angel investor, you have to be a qualified investor, and hopefully your listeners know what that means, and if they don't, they should speak to their counsel or their attorney. But so there's opportunities there for qualified investors. As it relates to folks with technology, I think if, you know, you're talking about technologies that fit the areas of strength at the Cleveland Clinic, yes, we'd be happy to talk about that. And they can contact me, or, you know, better go to our website, which is ccf.org/innovations.
Okay, now you had some really world-class speakers at the summit this year, including the CEO of General Electric, Nobel Prize winners, futurist inventor Ray Kurzweil, and others. What did you take from some of those speakers? Were there any general impressions that they left you with?
Well, I think as individuals or as leaders of their organizations, some of those speakers were as knowledgeable and as inspiring as you could hope. The talk that Jeff Immelt, the CEO of General Electric, gave was an absolute tour de force. He spoke more than 30 minutes extemporaneously with such a great ease and depth of content. You know, I think everyone in the audience was struck by what he had to say and the power of his words. Flip over to a guy like Jim Tobin, who is the CEO of Boston Scientific, and a brilliant guy himself, grew up in Ohio. Tobin effectively held court and talked about the future of his company, particularly post the acquisition of Guidant, which was a $25 billion purchase by Boston Scientific. And from my view, the beauty of what Tobin had to say was how candidly he was sharing his perspective and his challenges, and how I think the listener or the attendee had a chance to experience that firsthand and not have it filtered through press people or stock analysts. So to me, that was a real a wonderful session and really a chance to learn things that could not otherwise have been acquired. You look at Kurzweil or Stan Prusiner, the Nobelist, and to me, the takeaway in those talks is the accelerating rate of innovation and, just as important, the broad application of that new technology. And again, the area of neuroscience is a great example of how the impact of new technology. So you have new therapies and diagnostics that are being derived from the mapping of the human genome. You've got devices that use absolutely state-of-the-art in terms of electronics or MEMS or materials that, again, would not have been possible just a few years ago. So folks have talked a lot of times about the convergence of technology, and I think we're seeing that unfold right now in healthcare in truly an exciting way. And in all of healthcare, the neuroscience is just a great example of how that's occurring.
Now, listeners, be sure to look at the January issue of Inside Business Magazine, where my column will focus on a lot of the content that Ray Kurzweil provided at this summit. Come back soon for part two of this interview with Chris Coburn, Executive Director of Cleveland Clinic Foundation Innovations. You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.